American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
The finger was pointed at us pretty good that we were the culprit. If we could just fix those cows, we would fix the issue in the park.
That's Bill Hemrick with the Colorado Livestock Association. His comment refers to nitrogen deposition problems in Colorado, which has caused some algae blooms in some of the lakes and ponds and even changing some of the plants that grow in the area. But there is evidence showing that this is not just caused by the cattle in the area.
Science has come to prove that that is not the case. There's no question. Livestock agriculture is a part of it. So is crops, so are people, so are automobiles, so are waste treatment plants. So it's kind of one of those, we're all in this together. But this is an issue where, for us, we were at the table from the get-go. We've stayed there. We believe in the collaborative process, the stakeholder process when it comes to regulation. And I'm not sure what the ultimate outcome will be, but I think that we will find some things that we can do from, you know, certain best management practices that we can do our part to help long-term reduce the deposition in the park. It's not just ag and or livestock. And if we're going to have an impact up there, everybody's going to have to work together and be on the same page to accomplish the task.
Compromising with earth justice groups regarding cattle on rangeland and trying to solve the feral horse population. Ethan Lane is the executive director of the Public Lands Council and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Federal Lands. He says it's all about compromising with all those environmental groups.
Exactly right. And that's the way we feel about it is we've got our hand out. You know, you go to any of these collaborative meetings that where stakeholders from across the spectrum and you will see a disproportionate amount of ranchers in the room with notebooks open, ready to work. Every room you go into, it's you can set your watch to it. You're going to see a lot of county government folks, and you're going to see ranchers. Because in the West, those two go hand in hand, and they are the front lines of so much of what we're working on. And that's got to be recognized, and it's got to be, you know, acknowledged by the other side of the coin that, yes, we are willing to compromise. We are willing to keep our hand out. We're even willing to let you slap it away like you have been for the last, you know, however many decades. But, you know, you've got to consider the viability of our operations as well. It's got to be part of a complete solution. It can't be totally one-sided.
That's NCBA's Ethan Lane, who's Executive Director of the Public Lands Council. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.